Greetings, this is Nigeria, and you are listening to UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Sharina Wynn on the line with me, and she has a new single out, and I'm telling you guys, you know how we do over here. We only talk to those who got it, and when I tell you she got it, okay? So Sharina, tell us about you and this new single you have out, One Less Bell.
Well, Hi, I'm Sharina. You already know that. I'm a little nervous, and I shouldn't be because I've been doing this for so long, but
don't worry.
I still get nervous.
I get nervous, too.
I love the Fifth Dimension coming up, and they were one of my favorite groups. I love their harmonies. I'm a harmony girl. I like arranging background vocals and stuff like that. So everything you hear on there is me singing background vocals, harmonies, arrangements, and I had talked with one of my coworkers, actually my boss, Eddie Levert. And I know you guys know who the OJs are. I had went to him and I said, I want to redo this song. And he said, you should. And I said, okay, but I have a different arrangement for it. He said, do you. Go on in and do it. Mm-hmm. And I procrastinated and procrastinated. And then one day I was in Vegas, because that's where he lives. And I booked the studio time and I told him, come in. He came in with me. And I sang the song down once because I wanted him to hear it. Mm-hmm. And he listened to it. And he said, now record it for real.
Oh, okay.
And I ended up recording it for real and putting all the backgrounds down. And sometimes it just takes the support of one person.
You ain't never lied.
To get you to do something that you have been wanting to do, but procrastination creeps in and you put it off for tomorrow. So after I heard it, I said, okay, this could be something. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the way it was originally for me. Right. So I modulated it on the end, and I sang like I sing. I made the beginning real pretty so that people can recognize the song. I put a little bit of my signature on it, but when it got to the modulation, I just let go.
And that's all right. Like we were talking about, that's what you should do with a song. One, please be able to sing it and sing it well. Two,
right.
Make it your own. Like I mentioned, Whitney with Dolly Parton's song, Luther Vandross doing his remakes.
Killed it.
Yeah, it's like,
killed it.
Take it, do you, and let us enjoy it, which I promise you, you will. But what made you choose One Less Bell?
Because, actually, I saw Marilyn McCoo and the Fifth Dimension when I was little. Mm-hmm. And it actually, there's some Aquarius, and I'm an Aquarius. So I was like, oh, wow, that's my horoscope. That's my zodiac sign. So I was like, oh, wow. I listened to it, and I used to sing the song all the time. And then she came on, and she sang One Less Bell, and it just did something to me. It stuck with me from the time I was about 6 years old till I got to be an adult. And then I realized I could do what I want to do. So right. I want to do that song. And that's how it came about. It's a few songs. My mom, she used to play all the Fifth Dimension and Aretha Franklin and all of these songs. She was a singer.
Oh,
and there's a few songs. Aretha?
Come on now.
Don't be surprised if I come out and do one of hers, because I've been thinking about it. And I've been talking about it. So,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, music from back then till now has changed so much that the creativity from then to now has dwindled down, and it's going in a different direction that you don't even know what real R&B is anymore.
They call it
R&B, but when you listen to the real R&B from back in the day, then you have a different perspective on R&B. I just want to bring back some good R&B music and just kill it, do it my way, because that's what the artists of today are doing anyway. They're taking the songs and redoing them and
right.
and taking the tracks and sampling them. So,
right.
hey,
right.
why not bring back the original song?
I love it. But you're also a songwriter. So is there something you have in the back getting ready to jump up out at us?
It is. I wrote a song called Go Away Love.
Uh-huh.
And it's a mid-tempo song. It's all me. Okay. I wrote it, arranged it, and sang all the parts on it. So it's all me. And it's a dynamic mid-tempo song. I'm older, but I still have an old soul. Like, a Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan kind of soul.
Right.
So jazz is my thing. I love to sing jazz. But unfortunately, I've sang R&B for the most part of my life.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of blended them together. And that's my style. That's
okay.
Who I am.
Okay.
You may hear a little Billie Holiday on an R&B song, me singing it. But that's just my style.
Right.
So Go Away Love is new school, old school, mid-tempo, I'll say Shaka meet Whitney.
Okay. Okay.
Kind of song.
How did you become discovered to pen songs and do background work?
Oh, you want the long story or the short one?
We are where key players speak, so it could be long or short.
I was in school, in high school, and I could always sing. I used to, my aunts and them used to make me sing on the front porch, and they would invite their friends over. I think I was 7, me and my brother. He was 9, I was 7. I can't think of what the name of it was, but I would be Diana Ross, and he would be Willis Edwards. But we were so little, so it was cute.
Right.
And they would make people pay, like quarters, 50 cents, to watch us perform on the porch. And ever since then, it kind of stuck with me to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And when my mom passed away when I was 6, that's the only thing. My aunts and my uncles sang, too, so... That was the one thing that kept me from being sad and missing my mom. They would have little talent shows and stuff with me and my brother. And as I got older, I kind of got away from it. But when I was in high school, I used to sing in the bathroom, just be singing, washing my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of my friends were like, "You can really sing. You need to sing." And I'm like, "Girl, no." I was a bookworm.
Okay.
So I was into my books. I was into my schoolwork. That never crossed my mind. And then in the 9th grade, he's now one of the OJs. My cousin, his name is Eric Nolan, and he's an awesome artist as well. He pushed me out on stage with his band and made me sing Denise Williams Free.
Ooh.
And that's when it all opened up.
Okay.
And that was it. That was the beginning of now.
Wow. And let me tell you, you know, you throwing names out there like Denise, you know, and you can sing, you could just sing. And, you know, I want y'all to really understand that Sharina Wynn can sing. I'm going to need y'all to definitely get this single, One Less Bell. Now, is this part of a project that's coming out?
Yes, One Less Bell is on a CD. As a matter of fact, I'm in the studio today. I walked away from the session so I can do my interview.
Nice.
And I told them I have to do an interview. They was like, go ahead. So I'm in another part of the studio in the V room doing this interview. But yeah, we're working on material. They're trying to get it done by the end of April.
Okay.
They want to be done with the whole CD.
Nice. And so this is your debut project?
Yes.
Nice.
First one.
Nice. So if someone offered you a documentary, what would you want them to highlight about you and your musical journey?
I would want them to highlight, and I'm different,
I
would want them to highlight not the grand parts of me getting to where I am, but the struggle of me getting to where I am.
Okay.
Because people seem to think that this is such a blessed life, and it's not. It's just life. And it's like any other job. Have to work hard to get to that point. You know, I've sang behind numerous stars. I'm on their CDs. They were the stars.
Right.
But for some reason, God always made me shine. So this project to me is a calling from God for me, because I was ready to sit down and say, okay, I've done my share. But he said, no, you know, they say that your gift will make a way for you.
That's right.
I guess my gift is starting to make a way for me, not so much in the background for Patty or for Angie Stone or for Anita Baker or all the big name artists that I have performed with and for and recorded on their music with. It's a project of love for Sharina. That's what I would want the documentary to be based upon, the struggle to get from where I was to where I am.
I love it. That was great. Now, they say Nina Simone only wrote when she had something to say. So it's been said. What inspires you to write?
My emotion, day to day. Mm-hmm. You know, there are parts of me that I think growing up, because I didn't have a mom, I didn't understand where I was mm-hmm. and where I was supposed to go. But I never wanted to be a follower. I always had the it in me to be a leader. So I kind of stood in the gap mm-hmm. and didn't go either way and just let, and I don't know what it was, what it is that's leading me now. I don't know what it has been that's been leading me up to now. But I've always stood in the gap and let whatever, I think it's, I say it's God.
Right,
it's
of course.
Spiritual.
Right. Yeah. Now I'm saved, so we talk about Jesus and the Holy Spirit over here. I am saved. It's okay.
That's my ground. I'm grounded by my spirit. So yeah, just life. People need to understand that life happens to everybody.
Right.
Everybody. Nobody's an exception to the rule.
That's right.
And if you don't stay grounded in the spirit, people will let you down. Parents will let you down sometime. Your mm-hmm. friends will let you mm-hmm. down. Mm-hmm. But if you stay grounded in the spirit, then you will always have something to stand on.
Now, mainstream repertoire often favors the youth with explicit lyrics. And mm-hmm. as a songwriter and as a singer, how important are lyrics to give a story life and life that can go on for generations, like One Less Bell?
Very important. Very important. Mm-hmm. Because when you're writing a song, it has to come from a perspective of the people that are going to listen to it. And you have to be able to touch somebody. Somebody has to listen to those words and say, that's me.
Right.
Or, oh, she's talking about me, or he's talking about me, or I'm going through that right now. And my thing is, when you write a song, try to kind of go into a solution. If it's a song about a problem, try to, on the end, try to give them a little bit of a solution, you know, to the problem that you're singing about in the song. Or some type of resolution at the end of the song.
I love
because that makes the song have purpose. Mm,
okay. I love it. So what is some of the things, you know, you've been in the industry for over two decades. What's something you learned about the industry overall and something that you learned about yourself?
Well, about the industry is that it'll eat you up and swallow you and spit you back out. And it's so easy to fall into that if you're not grounded. And for me, I have learned that I am, when it comes to the music, I am a slave to the music.
Okay.
Because so many people have said to me, you should have been made it. You are a star standing behind other stars to help them shine. What are you waiting on? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was not so much to shine at that time,
right?
Because I saw them shine, and they weren't always shiny.
Right.
A lot of times, there was a lot of drama behind that shine, that little small shine you see
mm-hmm.
on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, when they walk off that stage, there's a lot of drama that comes with it. And I didn't want that part of it.
Right.
And I thank God for showing me that part of it so I can maneuver my way through some things. When it comes to where it's coming to now,
right,
I can avoid some things by seeing other people make the mistakes that they made. I'm thankful for that. But this business, music, ooh-wee, you better love it.
Right.
If you're going to do it, you better love it.
Right. You know, again, when you are a messenger, we talked about Marvin Gaye earlier. I mean, initially they was like, he was a prophet because this song, his album is still relevant in 2024, literally. And so sometimes when you have a message in you, you got to release that. So Sharina Wynn, I'm so thankful that you didn't quit, that you kept going. Your voice is super amazing. And we need more talented recording artists out here. Everybody's not a youth. I don't want to hear these explicit lyrics. I'm over 50. I need to hear something more mature, you know. I was just super excited. I said, oh my God, like One Less Bell is like a breakup song. And it's like, Whatever happened to, like you mentioned, a song that has lyrics you can relate to and has a message? Like, you know, Luther made us feel like we could sing because we could always just,
right.
You know, so, you know, and that's what made Biggie, even as a rapper, popular, because he made us feel like we could rap. So, right. Like you said, right. Lyrics are very important. One, I need to understand what the heck you saying so I can repeat it.
Right.
Today, I don't even know what they're saying. You know, I'm like, what is she talking about? And then you hear like three lines and then it's, blah, 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 I love you. And what? You know, I can't even sing, you know. But I thank you for taking the time and bringing quality to the art form. We really appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, I'm such a humble person that Taylor Bell told me one day, she said, you got to learn to say thank you, baby. And I have a hard time saying thank you because I don't feel like it was any work for me. You know, I feel like it was something that the other person was deserving of. So if I sing, if I'm doing the show and the crowd claps, I'm looking at them and I want to clap too, like, yay, we all having a good time. When I'm supposed to be standing up there saying thank you very much and bowing, you know what I'm saying? I have to pull myself out of that. So I thank you.
You're welcome. And you know what? Since we're thinking and everything, Serena Wynn, we are in Women's History Month, so we're going to salute you on today and say thank you. Thank you for your contributions to the industry. And we're looking forward to it.
Thank you, Nigeria. Thank you, because you're a woman, too. And thank you for being one of those people who highlight people like me that's been in the business for so long and make them feel like you still have a chance. You still have a shot. So I salute you as well.
Thank you. And listen, to me, as long as we got breath in our body, we're able to do whatever we our hearts desire to do. And so we just have to make the decision that we don't feel like we too old, or we don't feel like, well, ain't nobody gonna listen, or ain't nobody who gonna do this and get overwhelmed with likes and social media. You know, I told a friend of mine before, I said, listen, I started the magazine before social media. I'll keep doing the magazine with social media.
That's right.
And I will do magazine after social media, because nothing lasts
forever.
That's right. But what has to happen is you have to be true to your art form. And so just as you're true to your art form, as long as we're true to what we want to bring to the people and its quality, I tell you, talent can't be escaped. You may not like the individual, but you can't never deny the talent. And that's just that. That's just who I am.
And that's just that, babe.
Yeah,
you are exactly right.
That's just the truth. You know what I mean? And I want to be the platform that salutes us, because we have so many obstacles in this industry that's so against us, including us. And if I could just
be
that small piece that says, hey, we are great, we're doing wonderful over here, and you can check my track record. I never speak bad about nobody, because I don't have time for that. There has to be somebody who wants to join in uplifting this race, because we're in trouble. This industry.
Well, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah. This industry is just plagued. And it's like, if I can just keep pulling the talent out and just letting everybody know, hey, this is what's going on, then I'm going to keep doing it until I don't have no more breath in my body. And that is
awesome.
A promise.
That is awesome.
Because it ain't even
that
me.
That is awesome.
It's the gift that God gave me to share with y'all.
There you go. There you go.
And that's why I don't care
people
about
don't,
likes.
People, you gotta have a certain state of mind to even relate to that.
Right.
Because people don't relate to that.
Right.
Sometimes it's out of body. So you say some things, and if you don't record yourself saying them, they make so much sense. If you don't record yourself and somebody is listening to you, they'll come back and say, you don't remember saying this. And you'd be like, no.
Right.
Yeah, you said that.
Well, I'm so excited for this project. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So when it drops or whenever you have something going on, please let us know. We'll be more than happy to be one of your media outlets. And let the people know how they can obtain your music, visit your website, or stay in contact with you on social media.
Well, yes, you can go to my Facebook page, Sharena Nguyen at Facebook. You can go to my Instagram page, Songbird0214. You can get my music from, it's on iTunes, it's on CD Baby, it's on Amazon, it's on TuneCore, it's on all the streaming platforms, and I'm pretty sure that I will be interviewing with Nigeria again.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
She's going to be able to help you guys that's there know what's going on with my music.
Well said. So, sis, I thank you so much again for dropping through and sharing with us. And I can't wait
my
to
pleasure.
Hear.
My pleasure.
I really can't wait to hear the rest of the project. I tell you, I love good music. I really do.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for interviewing me. This was great. It was great for me.
Good, good. You're more than welcome.